Now, just before the news, I was dealing with a story, and thankfully the New South Wales Attorney General's Office is listening to the program. This is a story that comes from the Northern Daily Leader. It's published today. Cop bashers get off. Gang of four high five alcohol-fueled assault verdict outside court. Brianna Chillingworth has written the story in Armadale. Well done, Brianna, and thank you for bringing it to our attention. They surrounded two police officers, outnumbered and overpowered them, bashed the pair, even attempted to grab one of their guns, threatening to shoot them. One was a male officer, the other a female officer. But the gang of four hugged and high-fived one another outside a court in Armadale after they walked free last week, escaping jail. The two men and two women were released on bonds and supervised orders after attacking police at Glen Innes in 2014, despite an Armadale District Court judge describing it as, quote, utterly appalling behaviour towards police. Brother and sister Samuel Boney, Judith Boney, together with the fact that couple Cassandra Daly and Brian Joseph Boney were convicted for their part in the violent attack, which triggered after a resident called 000 in the early hours of March 30. The judge, Jennifer English, said Daly was on the periphery, like Brian, but Judith's role in the affray was significant. She was most culpable, along with her brother Samuel. She started the assault. She didn't stop. Two senior constables, one man, one woman, arrived at the home after midnight. They were set upon by the group outside the home with a 17-year-old, so there are five in the attack, not four, who was put on probation by the Children's Court. Judge English said it was spontaneous, truly appalling conduct, adding it would have scared anyone nearby. One officer was punched by Judith about 8 to 10 times while trying to push her away. The court heard the policewoman involved also had a jumper ripped, had to have x-rays after eye was swollen shut, suffered from blurred vision for close to 3 weeks. The male colleague was injured as well. Samuel kicked the male officer in the head, attempted to remove his service revolver, yelling, "I'll shoot you, you see, I shoot you, you dogs." Now, the two officers then withdrew to the police station and locked themselves in and radioed for help. Several officers were deployed from as far away as Tenterfield and Inverell and arrested the group, while the injured officers were treated by the ambulance for their injuries. The group each spent just over 200 days in custody on remand while they awaited trial, before pleading guilty to a raft of offences, so they've been in jail for 200 days. Judge English accepted the group was intoxicated and remorseful and contrite, but said Samuel, clearly the instigator, takes full responsibility. It should never have happened. Judith and Samuel had several charges of assaulting police placed on their record, ordered to be assessed by serving periods of 16 and 18 months respectively via intensive correction orders, ICAs. Means no jail time. No jail time. The other two, Cassandra and Brian, were put on 12-month good behaviour bonds. Now, the Attorney General's office has been hearing that, and as a result, they are launching investigations into an appeal immediately. I mean, we're supposed to live in an ordered society where police officers are protected. Yet these people spend 200 days in custody and the District Court of New South Wales thinks that's enough. Well, hopefully, the appellate court, if it gets that far, won't think it's enough. Just bizarre. Absolutely bizarre. That courts don't reflect what people think should happen. And excuses. Oh, they're affected by alcohol. They're remorseful. They're contrite. Well, sure they're contrite. They're facing jail. They're facing jail. Dear, oh dear. We keep talking about it, but not many things seem to change. Now, the New South Wales Police Association has issued a statement on the story I broke here this morning out of Armadale. The Police Association today expressed frustration at the soft sentence given to a gang of four after they walked free last week. Two men, two women were released on bonds and supervised orders after attacking police in Glen Innes in 2014, despite an Armadale District Court judge describing it utterly appalling behaviour towards police. The president of the association, Scott Webber, says it's galling to learn these four were hugging and high-fiving one another outside Armadale Court. Two senior constables who were doing their job were set upon by the group. The female officer was punched up to 10 times. Her jumper ripped, had to have x-rays after her eye was swollen shut. Now, He's right. He says police are there not to be used as punching bags or spittoons. Can you imagine what it's like for an officer to be spat on, sprayed with blood, not knowing what infectious diseases an offender or drug addict may be carrying, and now we have them used as punching bags? Such offenders show no respect for themselves or anyone else and need to consider how they're going to live their life, because a lot of them are very, very young. Assaults against officers are perpetrated when a minority fail to respect police, increasingly an unfortunate part of policing. The very least that should occur is convicted offenders should expect to receive appropriate sentences in keeping with common sense and community expectations. And Scott Webber from the Police Association in New South Wales is exactly right. This happens across all jurisdictions every day of the week.